I noticed that in my committee work with working with folks from the other side. They don't understand, or they have up to this point, at least they feign not to understand, that wildlife is managed, again, by state agencies. I'll use Wyoming, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. So even for endangered or threatened species, we don't have a bunch of federal employees running around Wyoming and protecting our grizzly bears or our wolves or any other. Well, wolves aren't listed anymore, but the grizzly bears are. It is the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. And as an example of what I mean by that, Wyoming has spent $59 million recovering the grizzly bear population. The federal government has spent $100,000. Yet it's the federal government and the Fish and Wildlife Service that refuses to delist the grizzly bear, despite the fact that we met our recovery goals almost a quarter century ago. So here we are 25 years later, we have double the population of grizzly bears that was included in that recovery plan, and we can't delist because the environmental groups, again, use the Endangered Species Act to control activities on private land. So yeah, I think it's very clear that people back here in Washington, D.C. do not understand how we manage water, how we manage wildlife, how we manage a lot of these resources, yet they're the ones that are making the decisions. And it is, it's been very challenging to our producers, to our oil and gas developers, to our coal miners, to our Department of Transportation, to so many organizations, private and public, because Washington, D.C. is where the rules are made, but they're enforced out at an area where the folks back here, they don't understand Wyoming.